I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Mark Caboli with us the entirety of the 9 o'clock hour. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Mark, I'd like to apologize formally to you.
Oh, no.
For making fun of you at the end of one of our shows last
week.
Really?
Really? I didn't hear that anywhere.
You heard it. You texted me immediately after it happened. I said, no one's failed upward more than you. You got fired, and then you wound up with Pat McAfee. That's pretty damn good.
Well, you were hammering me. I'm like, wow. And the response was, Doran, well, I love you. My response to that is, I would hate to see if you hated me then. Some of the stuff he was saying, I was like, darn. Somebody even... a message me said, boy, Crowley was all over you. I'm like, yeah.
I think I went a little bit too far whenever I said there's no value for you.
There's no value. I got no value.
Oh, the contract situation thing, too. Your contract's up.
Now, let's get back to Harry Callis or something. He didn't even do my intro. Did you notice that?
Well, he was surprised were here.
I guess I was sleeping. Sorry. Yep. You don't get nice things when you're mean to me.
Nope. Mean to you? You fell asleep.
You did it yourself.
We can't keep going around in a circle on this thing.
I know.
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Massive event going on today. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on in the hour. But let's open the phones, 412-928-9370. Would you be in favor of the college football playoff expanding to 24 or 28 teams? I am vehemently against it. Doran said he'd be for it. Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's too much. Maybe there's probably a alternate plan here. I mean, they're going to have a meeting next week, right? Or is it this week?
They probably want it to be at 16.
Let's make it something crazy and let's bring it down. Maybe they're just trying to get rid of conference games. Who knows what they're really thinking, but I think 28 is just too much. I think you're going to be playing playoff games in Thanksgiving, right? I mean, what is the logistics?
Or the season gets extended out further than that, which that to me is not necessarily a bad thing. Like, more college football ain't bad.
Right. But
I just think you need to go, they're going to change it after 1 year at 12. Like, see what it looks like at 12 for a couple of years. Yeah. And if you need to tweak it. Like, forever, it used to be the most mythical national championship we had, which was also stupid. Oh, AP voters. Oh, that team's good. That team's good. Let's have them play each other. Then it was computers. That team's good. That team's good. Let's have them play each other. And there's only two teams with a seat at the table that can play for a national championship. I could see why that needed to change.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to 4, and that was nice. But you still had a lot of blowouts. Now you go to 12, and there were a lot of blowouts, and all of a sudden it's a problem. Maybe it keeps stinking, and you want to expand it more, and you need more games on campus. Fair enough. I just think you need to wait a little bit and see what this looks like with a bigger sample size before 2 years now, I guess it would be, and then bang, you jump all the way into 24, 28 teams.
I think you hit on it earlier when you said, I don't think you want to change the game to the point where week seven teams are sitting people.
I don't want to see the team sitting guys.
Imagine saying, hey, we already got this locked up. We're not playing anybody this week. That's not out of the realm of possibility if this happens.
Well, I just think it becomes NFL light, and I love the NFL, and there's a lot of good things about the NFL that college football should be emulating, but the NFL is its own thing, and college football should be its own thing. That's the way I see it. But look, when you had two teams with a seat at the table, that was not enough.
Yeah, but would you really be sitting players that have NIL contracts? Wouldn't that be tied in? And the revenue share? I mean, if you're paying certain guys from the revenue share, you're expecting them to play, so I don't think the teams would actually sit guys out.
NFL players are under contract, and they sit all the time.
What kind of support do you think you would get? ACC, Big 12, maybe they want this. Because they got, three or four at the table at all times?
Right.
They're thinking,
Well, just because they won it doesn't mean that it's the right thing. I mean, we're just talking about money again. That's what it all comes down to.
You're just learning this now?
No, I'm not just learning it now, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's for the good of the sport. Maybe it is. Maybe more people see it your way. I'm open to that possibility. But the decision's not getting made for the fairness of the sport. The decision's not getting made so, you want to give some smaller teams like UNLV an opportunity to win the national championship. That ain't it. Oh, let's get Boise State in there every single year. That ain't it. It's Big Ten probably wants to expand some TV money for the playoff, and so it's probably not all going to be under the ESPN umbrella. And now Fox is going to get some of these games, which is going to wind up in the pockets of the conference commissioners. It's going to get doled out to the schools, and that's what's going to happen. It might be the best thing. I don't like it. But it's because of money. It's not because of the little guy, UNLV, running Rebels and all that.
Everything's because of money. But also the schools will probably make some money too.
Sure.
Plus you're guaranteeing so,
The SEC is still going to make more than anybody else, and it's just going to push everything up a tier.
I mean, if you get the big boys getting 16 chairs at the old dance, I think I messed up my thing here, but. If you got 16
Most
bids.
Most people dance at a dance. I know that
no,
you
probably
sat
in
a chair.
I sat. In junior high, you would just get there early and sit in a chair. Don't tell me. Maybe not. Doran, because you're probably a ladies' man. Us normal folk just sat there in a chair and just waiting for potato chips to be unveiled.
Punch.
You know what I always loved? I loved the one chaperone that would do nothing but stand next to the punch bowl the entire time.
Yep.
The entire time, make sure nothing gets into that punch bowl. An important job. I do it for ADK. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. We can take calls on that, text, tweets on that, 412-928-9370.
I know you're about to get into something, but I just can't sit here and take this serious because you would be ecstatic if West Virginia were to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but I
had
think
a chance.
I think with a 12-team playoff, I think you're going to see Pitt and West Virginia in there.
When?
Well, maybe this year for Pitt. I'm being told that they love the team.
You'd have to win the conference, basically, or be second.
Well, SMU and Clemson made it last year. So you got two in last year. Pitt started 7-0. If they finished 10-2, they'd have a puncher's chance to make the playoff. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. You got to go 10-2, something like that. 9-3 even to me is a stretch. SEC schedule 9-3, and I get it. They play tough schedules.
But and you say that now, but if Rich Rodriguez had them fighting at 8-4 and they got into the playoffs, you'd be so happy.
But here's what I don't want, right? And we can use my team as an example. And I'd be happy that the game's whatever the system is, if my team's in it, yes, I'll be happy at that moment. I'm trying to look at it with clear eyes now. If West Virginia's sitting there at 6-4 in a 2018 playoff, you're sitting there going, oh, we can win our last two games and get in? I'd be super excited for it at the time. No question.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something so fundamentally flawed to me about that, 6-4. We still got two games left. You win them, you get in. You lost 4 out of 10. And really, there's only like 8 losable games on your schedule every year. You're going to play some crap teams. That to me just waters it down so much. But hey, that might only be me. It might be. You know damn right I'd be wearing my Garrett Green jersey at 6-4.
Like, you'd be so excited.
Still got that Will Levis shirt somewhere?
I never would have.
Not Will Levis. Will Greer.
Yeah. Mark was there when the Patriots passed on drafting Will Greer.
I got the video if you want me to post it.
Yeah, it's super exciting for everybody. I was upset. I wanted him to be the Tom Brady replacement, and, he's barely hung on in the league.
Will Levis, Will Greer, all the same.
Roman Wilson looking pretty good.
Couple catches, couple long balls.
Is he wide receiver number two today?
As of today, because Calvin Austin's hurt, but I think if Calvin Austin is not as injured as... See, I can't even say that because he's missed now. What are we up to? 17 days? 17 days of inactiveness doesn't mean it's bumps and bruises.
Right.
There's something wrong.
Yes.
Right? So, I don't know. We'll see.
You have nothing more to offer on Roman Wilson, and then you're going to
I thought you were talking about... What's his name?
Calvin Austin.
Calvin Austin.
Did I say Calvin Austin?
He said Roman Wilson.
Oh, okay. So he screwed up, not me.
Then he said the only reason why he's number two is because Calvin Austin's hurt.
Yeah, Calvin Austin's hurt, and it could be significant. We'll find out here within the next 8 to 10 days. But I think their plan is to go find somebody a Robert Woods-like, but a little bit better, but don't talk about, you know, the upper echelon guys. One of those solid guys. Maybe one of the Tampa guys. Well, it didn't help that Jalen McMillan, is that his name?
Yeah, McMillan.
He got hurt. So all of a sudden, that's a little bit less. So it's a guy like that, say a Sterling Shepard or whatever, might come loose depending on what the depth is. That's where you add him here. I don't think Roman Wilson's is at that point, but he is getting better. So that's obviously.
How'd he play at the end of camp? Like, ever since Rodgers sort of pseudo-called him out, it seems like the arrow's been pointed up.
Yeah, but it's tough to say because nobody played defensively for him. You didn't see Porter. You didn't see Slay. You didn't see all those secondary guys. So all of a sudden, he took that step forward, but did he take the step forward because he got better or because he was facing James Pierre and, you know, Jameson, whatever his name is, the Deshaun Jamesons of the world? I mean, that's hard to determine, but he is a good – I think he's – we can at least say he's going to be able to add something to the team this year. He's not going to be a total wash. I still think Calvin Austin's a better two if he's healthy. And I don't know if he'll be healthy all year.
Well, let's get into what they could do then to augment the wide receiver position, because you said on your podcast that it was going to be 10 to 12 days and they'd probably sign a guy.
Yeah, right around what? Oh, the cut down days and that little break there.
Well, so let's get to that coming up next. And if you want to chime in on the college football talk, you can. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
And he's going to go deep down the middle of the field, and he has his man, Roman Wilson. He beats the defense. Play action, Thompson down the middle of the field, has a man, and that's Roman Wilson again. He can't keep his footing, but he was all alone.
You know, he's had a good camp, and he's, you know, he's backed that up with some quality in-stadium play, and so feel good about the overall trajectory of him. But, you know, we got another game in a couple more weeks, and, you know, that time is critical for a young guy. And so he's got to keep his foot on the gas and keep working.
So Caboli in with us until 10 o'clock. Mark, you said that the Steelers were going to grab a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. I still think they will.
Is this going to be a name guy? Is this going to be a scrap heap, for lack of a better way of describing it, kind of guy? What are you looking at?
Well, this time of year is going to be a scrap heap, so to speak, because the guy you're going to get is probably going to get cut, or a guy that you might trade for, not Terry McLaurin. Guy you might be trade for is a guy that somebody doesn't want on their roster right now, right? So it's going to be, I think they need more depth, mid-level to upper-level depth, just in case, like I said, man, if you're Calvin Austin and you're missing now 17, 18 days, regardless of what it is, it has a chance of reoccurring.
Right.
Weren't we arguing about reoccurring? Was that the word we were
arguing
about? Re-aggravate.
Re-aggravate.
That was it.
Re-aggravate. It has a chance of reoccurring, so I think they're going to cover their rear end on doing that, going out there and finding. Even Andy White even said last week, yeah, you know, we'll see what pops up, and let's go find or possibly find a guy. But I think if you go into this season thinking Calvin Austin's going to be okay and Roman Wilson's going to take that next step, you're pretty much setting yourself up for failure. I'm not saying they won't be good, but there's a good chance that they aren't as good as you know they look right now as well. So you have to cover your rear end at that point, and just with depth. Scotty Miller's good. I mean, he's good as in he.
He's where
Aaron
he's supposed
Rodgers
to be.
Likes him. He reminds me of the Switzer type of thing because Rodgers loves him and Ben loved him. Skowronek is okay receiver, but he's more of a special teams guy. I don't know how much you need the two, but you need a two to stretch the field. And I think that's what's the thing that came out of Saturday night. Roman was able to stretch the field because I think DK is more going to be a catch and run guy for the most part.
Well, I think you got to look at it like this. It's like, this is how I would look at it. Which one of these guys that are on this roster that in the receiver group could be a number one if DK goes down?
None.
Right.
That's but how I would look at it. I don't think you're going to find any in a week either, though, right?
What about Amari Cooper?
Yeah, Amari Cooper could.
I mean, I don't know anything about him, but I keep saying if we haven't heard his name through this whole process, something's up, man. It's not like he's just laying low. He either does not want to play or he's hurt. Because you would have heard his name somewhere.
In the rumor mill.
I mean, at least Gabriel, you heard he came in for whatever. He came in for a visit and people knew about him a little bit. You haven't heard nothing about Amari Cooper, which almost leads me to believe that maybe he just doesn't want to play right now. I don't think it's a contract issue or a thing where where I can get the most money.
Were I Amari Cooper, I would be very careful, though. Like, if I wanted to play this year, I would try to latch on with the team now because he saw firsthand how hard it is to do it in the middle of a season. I mean, guys have their roles carved out. You got to pick up the offense. It's just not an easy thing to do. And I think that, in addition to being banged up, probably held him back. But
what's he been in the league, 10, 12 years?
Amari Cooper? It's been a minute, man.
Maybe you just don't have it anymore. Or maybe he doesn't want to have anything to do with training camp.
That's probably what it is.
It could be that, too. But you haven't heard a peep. The Adam Schefters of the world, the Ian Rappaport, you know. You think the agent would push it out there and say, hey, this is a possibility down the stretch here. He might be interested. You haven't heard anything, and that just confuses me. Not confuse me. It worries me that he does not want to be around, like Hunter Renfrow 2 years ago. Why isn't nobody getting out
now of the he's river? Back, I guess, and looking pretty good.
It turned out that he had some issues. Yeah. That's why. Maybe that's Amari Cooper.
What about OBJ?
I don't like that, do you? I don't like that at
all. I like it better this year than I did last year. I heard his name float out last year. I thought that would have been a disaster with George Pickens last year.
I just don't know what he – I mean, he was good when he was good, but that was
– He hasn't been good for since the Super Bowl, and he got hurt.
Forget that. He's been hurt since then.
Yeah.
And typically, like I've always said, they tend to shy away from free agents that are banged up like that, especially 30-year-olds. So,
should the Steelers have made the John Metchie trade that the Eagles made?
Who'd they give up?
They gave up a tight end and a fifth-round pick. They got a sixth-round pick. Harrison Bryant, yeah.
He's a quickie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's his 40? Wasn't it like in the 4.2s?
It was big, yeah. And then his injury is what kept him, mm-hmm. right?
You would assume, I mean, Omar's so good at his job of knowing who's available.
Called it.
They
had
to know
yeah.
that he was available. Maybe they didn't want to give up as much, or maybe they're just seeing with the Roman Wilson.
You know, he didn't run his 40 at the NFL Combine. But, yeah, he can fly.
Yeah.
He can fly. I was wondering, though, like, you don't make that deal. Are they looking for something bigger? Or are they looking for a different kind of fit? I mean, if you got a guy that can run like that, you talk about you want someone who can stretch the field.
Yeah.
I mean, Gabriel Davis will stretch the field.
I think he was just a little out of shape and a little still hurt. I mean, once again, if he was so good, other teams would be knocking down his door right now.
Right.
They're not. So, I think that was just a courtesy visit when he came here, and I don't think anybody's going to sign him. Maybe a couple weeks into the season, but.
So you're saying, for Steelers fans, prepared to be underwhelmed by whomever they acquire.
Yeah, the thing is, prepare to be underwhelmed, but never be shocked of what Omar can pull off. You know, if somebody comes to you and say, hey, he was able to get, I don't want to say McLaurin, because that's out of the realm of possibility.
Is it?
I think it is. I think it's totally out of the realm of possibility. Say, we'll just throw Sterling Shepard out there because they were interested in him last year. You would be like, wow, that's good, but that doesn't surprise me. Omar's been able to pull that off. Or if they only get, I don't know, just a Tyler Boyd type of guy, you'd be like, yeah, okay. It's not great, but it's better than what we had.
So you think they're looking for depth more than anything else?
Veteran depth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Where they thought Robert Woods might set in. I mean, maybe Robert Woods is better than everybody that they have out in the open market as well. It's not like Robert Woods has been terrible. I mean, you ask Tomlin, it's like, we know what he can do. I'm like, do you?
Didn't look like it on Saturday. All right, when we come back, Steelers run game. Woes again for the first team offensive line. Kenny G, 2 carries on 2 yards. By all accounts, didn't play all that well in training camp. How big of a deal is this? We'll talk to a guy who's been there every day, Mark Caboli, about it.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Next. Mark Cabali with us. He's a very simple man.
Simple 10.
I didn't want to say that. You said it about yourself. Simple pleasures. Hey, does Pitt have practice today? Because Fittipaldo just texted me and said there's parking spaces galore.
That's huge.
At the UPMC Rudy Sports Complex. Your happiness would have been negatively affected had you heard that Pitt was practicing today and you would have had to park far away.
I was just anticipating that he had to park down by, what's that, Hofburg House down that way and have to walk all the way down.
You have to park there sometimes?
Yeah. Like last summer, we had to park there the whole time, pay like $15 to park.
And you walked all the way?
What are you looking? What are you saying? I didn't appreciate it, but, you know.
A far walk.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It was not.
You didn't ride a bike or anything or a scooter?
I haven't rode a bike. You know what I think is funny now is a lot of the Steelers have those electric bikes with the huge wide tires. Growing up, I had to have the huge wide tires because I was a little, you know.
Pleasantly plump.
No.
Big boned?
Husky.
There it is.
Husky. I was husky. You know, and people would make fun of me. Now you got pro athletes having these big tires.
I'll tell you what I've seen around my neighborhood a lot, and this is the oldest I've ever sounded, is those motorized scooters.
Yeah.
There are two kids in my neighborhood yesterday.
Flying
on the street.
Yep.
We got sidewalks.
On the street.
On the street.
Did you call the cops?
No, I didn't call the cops.
They were flying on the street.
I said to my wife, she was in the passenger seat, I said, never mind, kids. No way. Need supervision. Or you're right on the sidewalk. I mean, the kids, those things go like 30, 35 miles an hour. I mean, this kid was cooking. And I come around the corner, I barely see the little guy. Dangerous.
Yes.
He couldn't have been
more
than seven.
But did he have a helmet on?
He did have a helmet
on.
Well,
that's all safe then.
I mean, if I hit him and he's going 30 and I'm going 25 because I follow the speed limit, he's going 60 feet in the air.
Yes.
A helmet ain't doing much. It's good. Wear them, kids. Wear them. But like, my God.
Yes. I'd pay money to see Mark on one of those scooters.
I think that, I think as a staff, we should, to thank Mark for all he's contributed to us, we should all pull together and buy him one.
Don't tell me back in the day.
Because he's got to park so far.
Back during my day, didn't you used to get the old piece of plywood and the three bricks and run your bike off it as a jump? You ever do that? Oh, Doran's looking at me like I'm nuts.
I mean, Mark, I'm a lot younger than you are.
You never went off a jump in your life.
We had ramps.
No. A couple bricks.
We had
a piece of plywood.
Dirt ones.
Yes.
We'd make dirt like mounds.
Nah. Plywood.
Plywood and bricks. And you go flying off it.
Yeah. You ever see the Napoleon Dynamite when it breaks?
Yes.
That's basically what happens.
Yeah. I mean, that's all fun. I'm talking about, like, about.
I know. You got some very
easy accent. I get fired up this morning.
Bat.
I used to do it ironically, and now it's just baked into me. We're talking about kids going 30 plus miles an hour on the road and you don't need a license and you're like 7 years old. That's too much for me. Now, this is coming from a guy that was afraid to drive until he was 18, but still.
No.
We're talking 8-year-olds on 19, a motorized scooter?
Oh, my.
He didn't get his license until he was 19.
He remembers stuff better than I give him credit for.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's bad.
Turn in your man card.
Because he was scared.
Oh.
Think about that.
I got my driver's permit 3 days before my 16th birthday, so I'm driving. I'm like, yes, I'm illegal. I mean, I was literally a month or two into my, I failed my test, by the way, into my 16 years old.
What got you, the parallel parking?
They first of all, I took it in a stick shift. I never got out of first gear because back in the day, you just have to do an obstacle course. And the guy looks at me and goes, I'll pull over here. And I'm pulling over here. They goes, no, go there. And I just like cut across the road. Oh, you didn't use your turn signal. That will tell you if you can drive or not, because I use my turn signal.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Kind of a big deal, yeah.
We literally had to go through an obstacle course.
There was and you no still couldn't pass it.
I failed it.
We had this guy at Lebo. I'm not going to use his name, Mr. DeHaas, who you would just drive him around. He would do his errands. You'd take him over to like Giant Eagle. He'd go in, he'd come out with like a quart of milk, and as long as he didn't hit anything, you were passing, man. Flying colors. Easiest thing in the world. Like, oh, I got to get some eggs. All right. Mark, how big of a deal is this running game struggle for the Steelers? First offensive line, 2 yards, 2 carries.
I honestly think it's going to take a while. It's going to remind me of the Pickett days where midway through the year, finally something clicks to get them in, because you just don't have an entire unit. You look at back in the day, the Pouncey, the Gilberts, the great offensive lines they had recently, those guys played together 3, 4, 5, 6 years together, and they were able to get that cohesion. These guys hasn't played together as a unit like they have once yet. Forget that. They've played 25 snaps in 2 games.
Pass protections look fine.
Well, I think the pass protection was always good, especially with Broderick. I thought he was not really. He was more of a runner. Now I think about it, he's more of a grinder than anything else. But I think it's going to struggle. Plus, you have to throw Jaylen Warren in there as well, who has not gotten one snap as well. I understand why Tomlin's sitting these guys out, maybe the majority of them. But, boy, I would like to see that offensive line and Jaylen Warren get more than 9 snaps in the game and have a hard cutoff, man. Have you ever seen in your life before an offensive line come out for one play of a series, then it was the end of the quarter and they came out? That was obviously a hard cutoff. I want to see those, well, in this case, 4 guys out there, play him a half, have Jaylen Warren play 18 to 20 snaps. I think that's what you need to do.
You think
that
they will?
Won't happen.
Okay.
No. Fatano, he goes, yeah, maybe I'll get more. I want to play. Maybe I'll get more against Carolina. I said, Troy, you have a better chance of not playing at all.
Yeah, he's
and
not
I think
playing.
That is.
He's not playing.
I wouldn't play any of them now. I mean, at this point, what is the point?
Nope.
I think he rolled the dice. Tomlin did throw in Herbig out there, and he pulls his hamstring.
I don't know how serious that was.
I think that was pure precaution. Like, he's grabbing a hammy. Do not put him back out there. Because he's your guy right now with Highsmith. Do you think Highsmith will be ready for the opener?
Yeah, he was looking good the other day. Okay, he's been out a couple weeks. I think they're being overly cautious with him. I think he'll be fine. He got another, two, three weeks before?
Yeah,
he'll definitely be fine unless he re-aggravates it.
People are blowing me up saying that I'm an idiot because I'd rather have kids going 30 to 35 miles an hour on the sidewalk than the street. I probably wouldn't let those things get to 30 miles an hour either way. You got to put a governor on that sucker. There got to be some parental control. Way too fast. Kids flying down the hill.
We'll remind you this in about 5 years.
Oh, I unironically, I'm sitting on the front porch last night after the storm. I'm looking at my grass, and I went, oh, that rain was such a welcome sight. And I meant it. It came out unironically. I was very excited about the rain.
Again.
You were
excited last week.
I've been excited about the rain. Like, we've only got rain like thrice in the last 40 days and 40 nights.
The problem with rain is that means you're going to have to start cutting the grass again.
True.
It needs it. I need to cut it. It's all straw, but it's all like different levels.
Mm-hmm.
I need to even it out.
Maybe this hurricane will come east.
Yeah, where is this? West. I heard we got Hurricane Aaron. What is it? Where is that supposed to hit?
I think it's going to way off the coast, but it might bring something here.
Here?
I meant.
Eventually.
Secondary storms that pop up because of it, maybe.
Do you cut your own grass?
Absolutely. It takes me like 2 hours, too, Dorian.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a riding lawnmower?
No.
And yet he can't walk from South Side Works.
That's cake eater stuff there.
All right.
Riding lawnmower.
Coming up next, we'll tell you about an awesome event. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19, and Peters Township. Starkey has never arrived earlier. He's just standing outside the window looking in at us, so he's gone now. Like we're zoo animals or something. So Starkey itching to go at 10 a.m. He'll be firing off some takes today. Right now, we're joined by Mike Wagner. Why are we joined by Mike Wagner? Well, we're supporting the Pittsburgh for PPS Back to School Backpack event presented by Target Freight Management. Going on right now, started at 9 a.m., going until 1 p.m. at Acrisure Stadium. And Mike Wagner is the owner of Target Freight Management, the title sponsor of today's PPS Backpack Drive. Mike, thank you, first of all, for joining us today. What made you want to get involved? I understand that it hits close to home for you.
Thank you for having me. I actually went to Pittsburgh Public Schools from second grade to eighth grade. I was an inner city kid from Brookline. I went to Brookline Elementary for 3 years and then Washington Polytechnic Academy for three as well. Didn't have a lot of money growing up, you know, so I had a lot of people step in and help me. And I know how important it is for those kids to have the essentials that they need being in, from the city. And, you know, when you don't have a lot as a kid, you know, getting something like that makes a big difference in your life.
Now, I'm sure. So that's what made you want to step up and do this with Target Freight Management. I'm sure you've also seen over the years how this can impact the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And for myself personally, I had so many different role models growing up, families, people that helped me. You know, I was talking on the previous show. I had a guy once buy my homecoming outfit because I didn't have any money. You know, just family stepped up, helped me all the time. And I think that when you get in my position and you come from where I come from, you kind of have a duty to give back and pay it forward. All the years of coaching softball and baseball, I always told those kids, I'm not just your baseball or softball coach. I'm your life coach, trying to teach you how to be, especially when you grow up and become something one day. And when you make it, it's going to be your duty to pay it forward too.
There's a good chance we'll be hearing more from Target Freight in the future, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad to be a part of this. This has been awesome from the fire event a couple weeks ago, and getting to know Dan pretty well. And, you know, I'm happy to be a part of these things and help the community here in Pittsburgh. I think it's a tight-knit community. It's what we do. And I'm just happy to be a part of it.
And so it doesn't stop with things like the PPS backpack drive. Just you guys want to be involved in the community as much as possible.
Yeah, mostly it's in the background, too. It's not out in the public. It's not really something that I like to do. Dan's kind of pulled me out of that and really pursued to get me out and talk more about it. But I think as a business owner, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday when I was on my tractor. You know, it's our duty to give back. And for the longest time, I never really shared what I gave. But I think is one business owner steps up and starts talking about it, it really motivates other people and other business owners to do the same thing, to follow suit. So it's not something where I'm trying to really promote myself or my company. I'm really trying to promote others who are in position to give back to do that.
Well, to that point, Pittsburgh for PPS annual back to school backpack event presented by Target Freight Management today until 1 o'clock over at Acrisure Stadium. We've been doing pop-up backpack drives around the area. I think there's been a ton of people who've been willing to come drop off some backpacks, drop off school supplies. So this has really gone a long way, and we appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much.
And in addition to that, I am going to donate another $2,500 worth of backpacks to the foundation today. So thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I think you guys do a great job, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Thank you.
He looked at you when he said that, by the way. That's where everyone looks. Yeah. When the show's doing well, we look at Doran. His back's got to hurt from carrying me these few years.
Yes.
Mark shaking his head in approval. Thank you, Mike. Seriously.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for doing what you're doing for the community. Target Freight Management. Mark, any other last observations you wanted to give about Steelers preseason game two?
Preseason game two, observations. I thought Mason Rudolph played decent.
He threw a terrible interception.
No, there's two reasons for that. I don't know if you noticed this or not.
Yeah, there was a low snap. You going to blame my guy, Frazier?
I will say this. There was low snaps, and when both those low snaps, he felt the need to get rid of the ball, sped everything up. They were still poor throw. Well, the interception was a poor throw. But the one to Hurlman, you got to get rid of that ball quickly. I'm just wondering where Zach – I don't want to rip on you, Adam, because I like Zach Frazier a lot. He's been struggling with some of the snaps.
Okay,
so far.
And he's going to be, and I think is, a very good player. And I think he's going to be a great player. He struggled with that at West Virginia.
Really?
He did. But it was more on the high side. Now I think he's overcompensating. He's rolling him in there a little bit.
Yeah.
Got to clean it up.
Mason's still the best backup in the league?
Yes, absolutely. Did you see the ball he threw to Roman Wilson? That was pretty nice.
Did you see what Teddy Bridgewater did?
Oh, Bridgewater, man. And he come off.
Those touchdowns.
Literally come off the high school sideline to be able to do this. And I heard you guys ripping on both Peyton Wilson and Brandon Echols. Those were amazing throws, amazing catches, and to be able to steal a line from Mike Tomlin, those guys get paid too.
No, for sure. And I think we put it in the proper context.
Well, I mean, Peyton Wilson was on him, man. And you can see what he did last year with that Will Route interception. The guy is I wouldn't worry about him. Mm-mm. I would not worry about
him. Not worried. Just made fun of a little bit because he's the world's best coverage linebacker. All right, that'll do it for today's show. We'll talk to Ian's tomorrow at 5:40. Starkey up next. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 83, low of 66.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.